This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know, you try as hard as you can for a media blackout while I'm in the studio here, and I purposely kept down my feeds and I haven't answered text messages or anything like this because I wanted to go home after the show and watch Game 7 of the Stanley Cup, and I just learned who won. I'm not going to spoil it if you're doing the same thing or I was trying to do the same thing that I did, but is there any place in this world where we cannot know what's going on immediately anymore? Ah, there goes my evening entertainment. Well, I'm just going to have to watch it and pretend I don't know what happened. Anyway, Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on the Facebook group and all of you great folks that are following. Dave Sussman at David Sussman on Twitter. And you can find us at The Dave Sussman Show on Facebook. We just started a brand new page. So if you're listening, please give us a like. We're just starting to build that up as well as Whiskey Politics. That's the name of my show we do on America's Voice Network, on the Ricochet Audio Network as well, and as well as a new site that we are about to be going up on called Maven. We'll talk about that next time I'm on the show here. But you know, we were just joking in the last hour here with Scott Pressler. We were talking, he called me a boomer. I'm an older Gen Xer. All right, I'm going to hold on to that five-year window or four-year window, I think it is, of Generation X, okay? Yeah, technically I was born in the 60s, but I was raised in the 70s and the 80s. I don't feel like a boomer, but the thing is that, first of all, there's this guy named Bret Easton. He's an author, Breeston Ellis. He's an author, and he was on, and I don't watch this show, but I catch sometimes you see clips on Facebook, Bill Maher. I know there's groans in the audience right now in the Facebook room. You know, Bill Maher is a libertarian. He puts his lot in with the Democrats, all right? He gave $1 million to Obama. He's in no way a conservative. But this guy, Bret Easton Ellis, was on his show. And he was talking about the fact how the millennial generation is a direct, and really kind of the softness of the millennial generation is a direct result of the Gen Xers, of which I'm one. Of which I am one. Darn it. And he says basically, and what he's referring to is that he said that he wanted to write a book about the trajectory of Generation X and how we were born in the 60s. We came to age in the 70s in a time when there was very free of parental guidance. We were on our own. The world wasn't made for children then, and so I think it aided in our independence. We had a tremendous amount of freedom. And then moving in through the 80s, and then moving from the analog world into the digital world, and then ending up in the summer of 2018, he was thinking, where the F are we? What happened? All of these freedoms, freedom of expression, that we were allowed in the 70s and the 80s, and into a degree into the early 90s, where suddenly we were stuck there, and the summer of 18, politically and culturally, going that, what the F happened? How did this happen to us? That truly, what is going on right now is a direct result of us, my generation, Generation X, where I was allowed to walk down the street at 10 years old and get a bus and cross the valley for 3 hours. And all I knew was that I had to be back at home before dark. I could go hang out at the mall. And I can go do, we literally hung out in front of liquor stores, not because we were drinking liquor, because there were snacks in there. That's why I can get some Gatorade and some Funyuns. You know, you remember Funyuns? I think they still got them. It's the onions that are fun. So what happened where today we've literally bubble wrapped our children, right? And this is a really interesting shift. And I thought it was interesting because don't call me a boomer. No offense to boomers, but I'm not ready to be that age as of yet. Anyway, I kind of got off on a tangent here because this hour, I really want to talk about what America is. And Trump and worldwide, this continual war that we're having with ourselves, not just left and right, but right and right. And there's a lot of people, even on the right today, that are asking the question, can America ditch Trump in 2020? The world says otherwise. The world actually likes Trump. Take a look at what just happened in England with the Brexit Party and France and Australia and Italy. This movement that we're seeing right now in the United States with this populism and this let's forget about being so diplomatic. We're going to tell you what we want, and we're going to tell you what we don't want. You know, Scott Pressler was talking about he voted for McCain and Romney. They never came for a fight. They never, in any ever other way, were just diplomatic. They wanted to just everybody be along, get along, while the left was steamrolling us. And what Trump has showed us is that we don't have to be that way. We can fight. And people around the world are seeing this. Yeah, sure, his vest was too long standing next to the Queen. But you know, the British media, actually, they celebrated him to a certain extent. Certainly a lot more than the American media did. The American media was focused on his attire. If Melania was a Democrat, she would have been in front of every magazine cover in the free world. She would have been the new Jackie O. But they have in no way any intention of celebrating this presidency. And so the question is, do the right know this? And I'm not talking about conservatives, many listening to the show. I'm talking about the Never Trumpers. And so to talk about all of this, we're going to have my good friend John Gabriel. He's the editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. And we're going to be talking about his article that was just in the USA Today. We're going to get deep into all of this right after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Right Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Touchables, right? Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. It is a pleasure being back here. We are in our third and final hour. We are also live on Facebook, and there is a lot of communication, a lot of discussion going on in the RealSide Facebook room. You can also find us at realside.com and also call in 855-732-5563. Before the break, I mentioned that we're going to have the editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com, who is also a columnist at USA Today and the Arizona Republic, John Gabriel. John, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. So this article, and you just let me know that you've got another one up on Ricochet here to talk about this. I really felt that it was exactly what needs to be discussed right now, because before the break I was talking about this. I think, yes, there's the left and the right, and that fight is forever. Okay, it's indefinite. But we have this fight within ourselves right now regarding conservatism and classic liberalism and never Trumpism. Talk a little bit about that and what you put together here in this article that was in USA Today. Treating Donald Trump is an anomaly is misguided. Look around the globe. He's the new normal.
Yeah, that's something that's kind of amazing to me, watching D.C. and it kind of seeing Biden's, you know, first month of groping and a little campaigning on the side. His message is basically, let's return to the pre-Trump era. Let's return to the golden years of Obama, which were not golden. The golden years of Obama is why we have Trump now. But it's all about going back. And I think you see a lot of people on supposedly the right, people like anti-Trump conservatives, well, you know, Republicans at least, you know, propping up people like Governor Larry Hogan from Maryland or even Bill Weld, trying to push those people. Their whole thing is, let's go back to the nicer, normal Washington that we made so much money in and we did so well in. And once again, Washington, D.C., and especially the media, is so parochial. They don't look at anything going on in the world. So the first shot in this fight was basically Brexit, when the U.K. voters said, we want out of the EU. That was a stand against what they saw as encroaching bureaucrats pushing global solutions on their country, and they didn't like it. And then several months later is when Trump got in. And since then, just all over the world, you're seeing these people who are skeptical of global elites, skeptical of how they've managed everything, how they always seem to profit no matter whatever else everybody else is going through, and just realizing there's no going back, people. You don't understand what you're doing. People, you can't just reverse the clock. It's a new world, and if you want to win, whether it's Biden or some Republican contender, you have to understand that and at least appreciate it and move forward and come up with a better message than you're stupid and throwing a milkshake on people.
Well, I think that's probably one of the things that really is most aggravating to a lot of people. And I listen, John, I've gotten to know you. You're a decent person, and you did not approve of this president. I don't think you voted for him, did you?
But
you
No, I didn't.
You are a conservative, okay? You're a classic liberal, Goldwater guy, all right? And there's a lot of people that are like you, especially on places like Ricochet.com, of which you are the editor-in-chief. Check out Ricochet.com, folks. It's a great site. But the fact is that this internal argument that we're having right now is that and just correct me if I'm wrong, I'm seeing good people like yourself becoming a lot more pragmatic. They're saying, I could separate the person from the policies of which I approve of. Why is it that there are still such a, whether it's, I don't know, I don't want to mention names. Some of them are actually, you know, people on Ricochet. But why is it that you have such a discontent still, or I would ask maybe even a disconnect between those people like myself who didn't approve of this president to begin with but are now standing up and applauding him?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just simple arrogance. Humans don't like to admit they were wrong. It's something I did the day after the election. First off, I was shocked how much I enjoyed seeing Hillary lose. I was like, wow, I didn't expect to enjoy it so much. And I figured, I didn't think Trump was impossible. I was like, oh, he's probably got about a third of a chance, you know, probably 33% chance of winning this thing, despite the polls saying Hillary would win walking away. But it was like the day after the election. I was like, hey, man, congrats. You kicked everybody's butt. Congrats to everybody who supported him. The electorate is a little different than I thought it was. And then you immediately adjust and you go pragmatic. And you're like, all right, well, he's got the reins for 4 years. Let's hope this is great. You know, let's get to work here. Instead of just fretting and whining. And that's what you still see some Republicans. They're always kind of in the beltway, too. Just, you know, they're still trying to, like, rag on people who voted for Trump. And how dare you support him? And do you see that misspelling that he tweeted yesterday? It's just like, guys, he's president. It's over. 2016 is over, and all your belittling and mocking didn't work. So
These guys aren't
move on to a new technique here.
Yeah, John, but these guys aren't dumb. I mean, they're self-referred to as intellectuals, okay? And in many cases, they are. They're smart individuals. They may have, you know, gone to the right schools and they're writing for the right publications. But what is the block there, do you think? We talk about ego, but isn't it more than that? It can't just be...
Yeah, I think ego is part of it. Part of it, too, is they really believe this kind of, you know, we know what's best for people, so just shut up and take our advice. But it's hard to believe when they've been, you know, some of their suggestions have been so ruinous, especially for the American middle class. You know, every time I would visit D.C., I live in the Phoenix area, and after the housing bubble, we were hit particularly hard, and all over the West really was, and I would visit D.C. every year or so, and every time I went there, there was a new hipster restaurant, there's a few more Teslas on the road, new construction everywhere, and meanwhile, people are losing their jobs like crazy where I lived. It's like, all the money seems to end up here no matter what's going on in the economy. These people treated the economy like the Titanic crashed into an iceberg, and they're doing great. They're doing fantastic. And they think they know best still, even though they've been proven wrong again and again and again. And I don't know. I think it's just insane that they think they can insult their way back into office, but some of them still think they can do that.
You call Trump the new normal, and, you know, as you said in the USA Today article, you look around the globe, and after the break, I want to get into what's going on around the world here, but the politicians, you say the politicians and the pundits can disagree with this populist trend, but it's electorally suicidal to ignore it. Explain that.
Well, basically, you have to listen to what the voters are saying instead of shouting down the voters. How about shutting up for 5 minutes and listening to what they're saying for a change? You have people struggling all over the place, and it's not just the right. Bernie, who would have thought Bernie would have run such a strong campaign? And basically, if the Democratic Party was rigged, he most likely would have defeated Hillary, at least, you know, in the primary phase. I think he would have lost to Trump. But there's just a lot of people frustrated with business as usual and Washington telling everybody, no, we've got it all figured out. We got it all figured out. You just need to trust us. Well, people aren't trusting them anymore.
Well, they're not trusting them anymore. And around the world, they're not trusting themselves anymore either. We're seeing this trend. It's incredible. I want to talk more about this after the break. We've got John Gabriel, editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the news, commercials, news, 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 weather, news. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee voted to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for failing to comply with congressional subpoenas for documents concerning the 2020 census. Republican Representative Jim Jordan said there's nothing inherently wrong with asking the citizenship question on the 2020 census.
Why don't they want to know something that everyone in our district knows should be asked, knows has been asked?
Opponents say the citizenship question was added to deter minority and immigrant participation and to boost Republican representation. Behind closed doors next week, the House Judiciary Committee will question former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. The Democratic-led panel plans to ask about her time with the administration, but it's not clear whether the president will assert executive privilege to prevent Hicks from answering questions. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
This is Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina, and it is a pleasure being here in our third and final hour. You can find us at realside.com and also the chat room on the website. You can hang out in the Facebook room connected to that as well with your new Facebook friends here at The Real Side. And we're continuing our discussion here with John Gabriel, the editor-in-chief at ricochet.com and also a contributor over at USA Today. And we're talking about his article, which he also just did an article, a piece up on ricochet.com, which you can go to right now and also read. And we're talking about this new normal, this idea that, you know, the fight that we're having with the right, right within right fights. It's a family affair here. And, you know, John, you were not a fan of this president. You are still fairly critical of this president on certain things. First of all, let me ask you this. You have a great podcast, The Conservatarians, with Stephen Miller. Among many things, you guys talk music and everything else. But what's Stephen's approach to this and where you're coming from right now with this new normal?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just understanding that politics doesn't control our lives, first off. It shouldn't completely dominate. That's why we always bring out our weird hipster music picks at the end of each show, and we'll delve into pop culture. But the media is just making themselves sitting ducks with how hysterical they've been. You have to kind of kick back and enjoy it. And when he was doing a press conference in Iowa, I think it was today, and said, let me pick on a reporter I like. Oh, wait, I don't like any of you. I'm sorry, that's funny. That's hilarious. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the fun, you know. And, anyone.
Enemy of the people, though, John.
Come on. Destroying the First Amendment. No, just suck it up. He's making fun of you. It's all right. No biggie.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like we can't have this discussion now. And, you know, you've got places like CNN we talked about earlier in the show here that's, you know, off a third. Their ratings are down. And you've got Don Lemon and, what's his name, Acosta saying, we're not against Trump, you know. And so, you know, people are had enough. But you're in this article, which I thought was fascinating, is that you're saying we're not in a vacuum here, that it isn't just the United States, that we saw this with Brexit, we saw it with Australia, we saw it with Italy, we saw it with Hungary, Brazil, the list goes on and on and on. What is it that's happening around the world? Do you think it's Trump has given these people permission to basically be strong, show that fight?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is. He's vocalizing something that's been bubbling up all over the place. You've seen it in the EU for several years, and it finally kind of came to fruition with Brexit. And, you know, now the Brits have basically tossed out their feckless government now and might be getting Boris Johnson. We'll see, who's promising a hard exit or a hard Brexit if the EU doesn't make any deals. But again and again around the world, you're just seeing all these visions of people getting together in Davos, and we're going to control the world, and we're going to tell everybody how to think and how to live, and we're going to usher in this new Gilded Age of prosperity. People are tired of it. They don't want it. And each one of these countries where this is happening, it takes on its own country's character. Trump isn't really exporting this attitude, but I think he's picking people up. You know, I didn't even mention some of the countries, but look at Netanyahu in Israel. He's like, oh, wow, you can have the press mad at you and just laugh at them and win elections anyway. And that's what Trump's doing. And like you said, there was just recently, a few weeks ago, a vote in Australia where everybody was assured the Liberals would win. They'd win big. They mocked the more conservative prime minister for being weak. A Pentecostal Christian, and he actually goes to church, and he actually invited us to watch him in church. They're mocking these people. They fired a very wildly popular rugby player for basically sharing his Christian faith on Instagram. And Australians said, no, enough. And then you just had the EU elections in Great Britain, all over England and even Wales as well. The Brexit Party, it had been around for like 3 weeks. It just dominated the election everywhere outside of London, of course, because they know best. We're in the capital. We know what's best. But people are just tired of people telling them what to think and how to vote and insulting them when they don't.
You say that we won't go back to the way things were. Getting back to a more of an insular focus here, and let's talk about Never Trump. That's Never Trumpism, and the Never Trumpers, I should say, some of whom we know. I consider a few of my friends Never Trumpers. So it's a political divide, not one of hatred. But I have to ask you this. Do some of these people that are on the right that have just dug in, you know, and created new publications and continue to hit every single day Twitter, do they think that they have a chance at turning things back? And if they do, John, what do they want to go back to?
They want to go back to the polite cocktail party chatter of Georgetown. I know that's a kind of an outdated metaphor that was more popular in the 80s, but that did very well for them when they were the princes of what opinions you were allowed to have, and they got used to telling everybody what to believe. But democracy has flattened out. Anybody can share their opinion, and they don't need approval from some sinecured magazine coming out of the Beltway. And it just seems to me, as I note in the Ricochet piece, it's kind of like by trying to name and shame people who support Trump or don't resist Trump enough or whatever it is, by trying to name and shame these people, they're trying to install the old gatekeeper model, which is dead. It really died, you know, 15 years ago at least. But it's like they're building a gate, but there's no fence around it. The fence was torn down years ago. I really don't know why they think this would work. It didn't work in the 2016 election. It's definitely not going to work now. And you can never reverse the clock. Trump is reality. He has won. Why don't you take notes on how he won? Check out what policies, you know, if you can adjust your policies or whatever, to actually ride the wave to victory. Instead, they just want to be bitter and relitigate the 2016 election, just like you have the hashtag resist goofballs constantly trying to impeach him, even though there's nothing impeachable.
Right. But the patricians didn't work. It wasn't just 2016. It didn't work with Mitt Romney. It didn't work with John McCain. So, you know, and if we go back through the last 20 years where the next guy up, the Bob Dole or the Camp or whoever it is, great people, wonderful human beings. I like most of their politics, but they didn't have what it took to win an election. So, and I hate to mention a couple of different names here, but Bill Kristol is a smart individual. I've met him personally. He's a nice family man, but it you know, get him out of Twitter, all right, for a moment, and I could say that, but put him on Twitter, and the approach that he's taking is more feverish than what you'd see coming out of Mother Jones today. Is this a hatred towards his own people?
I think there's some of that. I think there's resentment. I think there's great resentment going on that the American people aren't listening to them anymore. But with anything in politics, something you see constantly, every single election cycle, presidential election cycle especially, people are trying to refight the last battle. That's what I think went wrong with Marco Rubio. He was running a very 2008 Obama-style campaign. That doesn't work. The times have changed. 8 years have passed. People are sick of Obama. They wanted something new, and Trump is something nobody had ever seen before. Someone who modeled how Trump won campaigned and lost to Mitt Romney, and that was Newt Gingrich, because what he did every debate is he didn't insult his fellow Republicans that much. He insulted the press asking the dumb questions. People loved it. They loved it. And I'm sure Trump saw that and went, all right, there's that actually works.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd wanted him to win that primary in 2012, but in the last minute here, I mean, he was fantastic on those dais. So, okay, last question for you, and I greatly appreciate it. Appreciate you taking the time here for you. What happens after Trump, whether it's 2020 or 2024? Does this change the rules of the game for further elections? Do the left become more Trumpy?
I think the left has already become more Trumpy, but they have a real deaf ear about it. They are trying to take his insults and sometimes, you know, dropping F-bombs on Twitter to sort of look like they're cool. That's not why he won. He won because he's just talking. He's doing real talk to the people. And I think the Democrats are so beholden to all these different groups and subgroups and subgroups on their side. Yeah. It's a minefield, and it's so hard for them to talk. So unless they radically change their own constituency, they're going to have a tough time beating this Trump style.
Everybody check out John Gabriel's piece. It's at USA Today and also at ricochet.com. And follow John at xjohn, E-X-J-O-N on Twitter. It is a great feed. I highly recommend. I get a lot of my news from you, John, so everybody should check it out. And just a good stand-up guy. Thank you for joining us tonight. And anything real quickly coming up for you personally? Coming up,
not really. I'm just, I live in the Phoenix area. It was like 111 today, so I'm just kicking back in the AC and having a cocktail.
All right. Well, check it out. And also check out his podcast with Stephen Miller as well, The Conservatarians. It's one of the few that I listen to religiously. Again, John Gabriel, thank you so much. Dave Sussman here, Real Side Radio. We'll be right back after the break, wrapping it up. Stay tuned, folks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
All right. It's incredible to me that I sit down and 10 minutes later, we're wrapping up the show. How does that happen? They say, you know, when you're having fun, it just doesn't, it goes by too quickly. But this is Dave Sussman, and sitting in the chair for the great Joe Messina. It is always an honor and a privilege. Thank you, Joe, for having me, and Tammy and Cody as well. So wrapping it up here, the last few hours we've been talking a lot about what's going on, not just with Trump and the election, but also what's happening in our media and CNN and how people on Twitter can be actually nice to each other and still convert, you know, hearts and minds. It's all the stuff that, you know, if we are to live in a civilized society and still use this new media, this new form of communication, we've got to try and crack the code. I haven't personally learned how to do that yet. I just don't like to hit people hard on Twitter. And quite frankly, I don't have a lot of time to sit there and, you know, respond. That's my biggest issue. If anybody is a social media guru, contact me. I need your help. What we are obviously dealing with, though, is a real divide in this country. We can't just gloss over this and, like, pretend everything's going to be okay and we can change hearts and minds every step of the way. There really is a virulent strain on social media. Extreme leftism, extreme right, maybe just left of center and maybe just right of center now, are kind of being pulled into this vortex of being nasty with each other. And if you're living in this environment where you're focused on politics 24/7, and you should only be focused on politics doing Joe Messina show, okay? So give yourself another 21 hours during the day to do other things. But what happens is that these people, as Scott Presser was talking about, Twitter is not real life. Right? This isn't the way we talk with each other when we're at the barbecue. And yet we have this communication with each other online where the insults fly beyond. And I don't want to give some examples here. I don't want to, point people out. But, when we're talking about the leaders of this country setting the example, a lot of people will point to Trump and say, well, he's the one that started it. Trump is, in my opinion, he's doing something that a lot of people on the right, and John Gabriel just talked about this, haven't done before, and that is fighting back. It's not starting the fight. It's not initiating the fight. It's taking it back. It's fighting back. You know, Newt Gingrich had an article, just came out today, and he says, Trump versus Pelosi, why the 2020 election may turn out completely different than you expect. He says, over the last few weeks, the stature gap between President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has grown dramatically. While the president became the first foreign leader to meet with the new Emperor of Japan, Pelosi announced that she would like to see Trump in prison. The president then had a widely watched dinner with Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. The president seemed entirely at home as a world leader dining with the royals. Then the following day, the president had an interview with Piers Morgan, which was the most controlled and nuanced interview I've seen him give. He was truly presidential. The meetings with Prime Minister Theresa May and other British government leaders also went well. But the anti-Trump crowds in London were tiny compared to the massive crowds that used to oppose President Ronald Reagan. Of course, Russian President Vladimir Putin is not spending the kind of money the Soviet Union used to spend on the so-called peace movement. The president's recitation of the Portsmouth of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's prayer on D-Day was stunning and widely replayed in the news. He goes on, Newt Gingrich goes on, and he talks about how the stature gap is growing. So what is that stature gap? It's that we have a president that fights, and when he needs to be presidential, he is presidential. And why am I bringing this up? It's because we came off of 8 years where just the fact that Obama was Obama gave the media the green light to refer to him as presidential, even though everything he did behind the scenes was untoward. He didn't put it up on Twitter. He didn't take the fight to the public and show his true colors. But he did things like the Iran deal, where he sent billions of dollars on a pallet of cash. He did something like another news article that just came out today. Obama's White House deleted online speeches about the immigration crisis hours before Trump entered office. Think about that for a minute. The Obama administration deleted hundreds of speeches and statements on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, website just hours before President Donald Trump entered office, according to research released Tuesday. The reason was because he wanted to hide all of the policies that he was implementing, which has now led to what we're dealing with right now, which is a crisis on the border. But the media doesn't report it. My point being here is that this president is truly transparent. This president will tell you what he's thinking, sometimes ad nauseum. I have to turn off my notifications on Twitter, because he tweets so often. But the fact is that you know what's going on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes with this president. And yet at the same time, the world is looking at America with its number one economy. The policies are working. And that is why you have England, the Philippines, Australia, Italy, Hungary, and other countries around the world, Brazil, that are all starting to take a page from this president on exactly how to get things done, how you can fight back and still be somewhat diplomatic. And of course, this president is the least diplomatic when it comes to not people around the world, but the left. The left have been acting like school children for the past 40 years. And finally, there is a president that stands up to them. And so when you have somebody like a John Gabriel, who is writing articles like this now in USA Today, pointing this type of stuff out that's happening not just in the United States and around the world. This is a man that has been fairly, I would say, 90% critical of this president. There's something happening now. There is a turn. And yes, the media are going to be focusing on polls in Iowa, which is ridiculous on its own. Okay, that Iowa is still a measure. But the fact is that when you have Biden beating Trump by 10 points or whatever it is, remember, let's go back to 2015. There was like a 30, 40, even 60% difference in some polls with Hillary over Trump. Forget what they're saying in the media. Forget the never Trumpers who are just desperately clinging to want to still be on MSNBC. And be invited back to the cocktail circuit. The pseudo-intelligentsia. What we're seeing right now is somebody that, quite frankly, is transparent. They are honest. And some people will say, well, look at all the lies. He's transparent about his lies. We know what they are. The man is obviously not perfect. We know this. I knew this. I was critical of this president in 2015 and 16, writing articles on Ricochet myself. But let's look at the results. Compare those results to the 8 years before, where this previous president didn't have 1 year of 3% GDP. Not one. And within less than 2 years, this president, quarter after quarter, is now at 3% or higher. He's getting stuff done. Mexico is now putting the National Guard at the border, and they're coming to the table. They do not want tariffs. And China is now coming to the table. It's hurting them. And I'm a free market guy. I'm not a big fan of trade and tariffs. I think it's a tax. He's using it as a means to an end. So for my friends out there that disagree with this president on so many issues and use the tariffs and the trade as this man is completely out of his mind, he doesn't know what he's doing. No, you got to look at long game. And that's the brilliance about what we're seeing here. So everybody on Twitter needs to take a breath. Sit back. Marvel at what we are now seeing at this landscape that is Trump 2019, Trump 2020, and I do believe Trump 21, 22, 23, until 24. I've got friends of mine that are telling me they're Democrats and they're scared to death of their own party now. They don't like this president. There's less likely chance that they're going to vote at all. Fine. Perfect. Stay home. I'll send you a pizza. My point is this. We need to take a deep breath. Things aren't as complicated as the media want them to make it seem. The outrage machine is fixated on the outrage. This is their crack cocaine. Because if you're angry about the issue of the day, they're going to get you to tune in. Well, people are not tuning in. We saw this as we talked about earlier. The numbers are cratering right now for cable news, especially CNN and MSNBC. Fox is about static. People don't care anymore. Don't tell me to be outraged. Things are pretty, pretty, pretty good. To paraphrase Larry David. So take a deep breath. And when you have friends and family that call you a racist or a Nazi or a xenophobe because you support this president, you know what? Laugh at them. They know who you really are. You know who you are. It's time for us to stand up to them. This has been a pleasure. Once again, Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter. Find my YouTube, Whiskey Politics. Please subscribe. I sound like Jeb Bush there. And we'll be back again, hopefully, I think in about a month I'll be back here sitting in for Joe. Slow summertime. We'll be back, and Joe will be back tomorrow night. God bless you all. Thanks again. Cheers.